Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter Babu Raja'i, the chapter on having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hope in the mercy, clemency, kindness, forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today we do a hadith that we do, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought a few riwayats, a few different narrations, explaining the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but taking a lesson from the various different species of animals that you get, how they show kindness, how they show love, and that love of the animals also, in relation to the love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for His bandas. So such beautiful examples Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given in the hadith. So today we'll just do a few of them. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, ja'alallahu ar-rahmata mi'ata juz'in, فأمسك عنده 99 وأنزل في الأرض جزءا واحدا فمن ذلك الجزء يتراحم الخلائق حتى ترفع الدابة حافرها عن ولدها خشية أن تصيبه وفي رواية إن لله تعالى 100 رحمة أنزل منها رحمة واحدة بين الجن والإنس والبهائم والهوام فيها يتعاطفون وبها يتراحمون وبها يتراحمون وبها تعطف الوحش على ولدها وأخر الله تعالى 99 رحمة يرحم بها عبادة يوم القيامة ورواه مسلم أيضا من رواية سلمان الفارسي رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله تعالى 100 رحمة فمنها رحمة يتراحم بها الخلق بينهم 99 ليوم القيامة وفي رواية إن الله تعالى خلق يوم خلق السماوات والأرض 100 رحمة كل رحمة طباق ما بين السماء إلى الأرض فجعل منها في الأرض رحمة فيها تعطف الوالدة على ولدها والوحش والطير بعضها على بعض فإذا كان يوم القيامة أكملها بهذه الرحمة. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah ta'ala has divided mercy into 100 parts. He withheld 99 parts for himself and he sent one part to the earth. It is through this one part that the creation shows mercy to each other so that an animal lifts its hoof in fear of hurting its young one. We explained this yesterday, that the kindness, the clemency of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so vast. This is just an example for our purposes. Otherwise there is no limitation of 99 parts and one part. Just for our purposes, our understanding, that every kindness that you can see, every kindness that you can witness and experience, even that cat that is showing kindness to its small litter, the goat that is showing kindness to its kids, like that the hen that is showing kindness to the chicks, every animal also that is showing kindness, every human that is showing kindness to its child, its baby, that love, all of that gathered together from the time of Adam alayhi salam right up to Qiyamah, every type of mercy and love you see, if you take all of that together, that only makes up one part of the mercy that Allah Ta'ala has sent down into the dunya. Everything, imagine the love, how many mothers had sleepless nights for their children, how many people had given up their lives for their children. There was one father, his son mentioned the story to me. He said, I was going with my father to the bank, and just before we, it was the time it was in town, the bank. He said, just before we could reach the bank, some thieves came with guns to hold us up. So what had happened was, I had the parcel with me. So I jumped to the ground with the parcel, and my father jumped over me and told the thieves that, shoot me, don't shoot my son. Shoot me, don't shoot my son. In other words, the love that the parent has, is even willing to take his life rather than my child life go. All this is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all that love and mercy that could possibly be shown from one creation to another creation, whether it's insan or whether it's animal, whether it's insects or whether it's fish also. All that added is only one part of the mercy that Allah ta'ala has sent down. 99 parts, this is for our understanding, Allah ta'ala reserved it for the day of Qiyamah, where He'll express, show and demonstrate His mercy. Can you imagine, is there any reason why a person should not be hopeful when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will demonstrate so much of mercy on that day? So this is what is meant, that it is through this one part that creation shows mercy to each other, so that an animal lifts its hoof in fear of hurting its young one. Sometimes animal is walking, it's dark, it knows that small goat or small child, whatever that animal has, it's careful that I mustn't trample upon it, so it even actually lifts up that to avoid hurting its young one. That also is a mercy from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another narration has it that Allah ta'ala has 100 mercies. He sent down one mercy that is shared between jinn, men, animals and insects. And by virtue of this, they show affection and mercy to each other. And a wild animal shows affection to its young. Allah ta'ala would have 99 mercies. And by virtue of this, He will show mercy to His servants on the day of Qiyamah. Muslim Sharif also narrated from Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala has 100 mercies. One of these is the mercy by which the creation shows mercy to each other, whilst the other 99 are for the day of Qiyamah. Another narration has it that on that day when Allah ta'ala created the heavens and earth, He created 100 mercies. Each mercy is equal to the distance between the heaven and the earth. From these, He placed one mercy on earth by which the mother shows affection to her child, and animals and birds show mercy to each other. On the day of Qiyamah, He will complete 99 with His single mercy. Allah Ta'ala, He will complete the 99 with this single mercy. In other words, the single one that was showed in the dunya, Allah Ta'ala will complete 99 to make it His full mercy. As you mentioned, Allah Ta'ala's mercy is not limited, but because we understand figures, we understand numbers, so for our understanding purposes it's mentioned. Otherwise, there's no limit to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes when we see animals, or sometimes when we see these creations with the children, etc., nice to remind ourselves of this hadith, that this is whatever mercy, kindness. Sometimes you see monkeys also running, they're carrying the young ones. Wherever they're going, they're carrying the young ones, jumping from here to there. It doesn't matter what pressure and pain it takes, but they also do that. So all this kindness is only 1% that Allah Ta'ala has sent out in the dunya. 99% is for akhirat. So therefore a mu'min always has hope. And as I mentioned before, ulama explained that how do we balance between fear and hope. The chapter we did before this was fear, and this is the chapter of hope. Ulama explained that when a man is young and he's got desires and he's got ambitions and he's got energy, at that time he must keep fear in front of him, that if I do this, this is the punishment Allah Ta'ala will give me. Jahannam is so severe. The azab of Allah Ta'ala is so severe. The azab of the qabr is so severe. But as a person is getting older and older, and now he's getting closer to that age that people normally go towards death as a person is getting older. As he's getting older now, he must turn his attention more towards the mercy of Allah. Kindness, clemency, forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. That will help him to become more enthusiastic. That will help him to look forward to that eventual meeting when we all meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala make that meeting a very pleasant and beautiful meeting. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.